continuing with anti-systemic movements. As we have seen, for many persons, the conclusion to be drawn from this analysis is that the anti-systemic movements have failed, quote unquote, or even worse, were co-opted. The change from capitalist state to socialist state, for many who think in these terms, has not had the transforming effects on world history, the reconstituting of trajectories of growth that they had believed it would have. And the change from colony to state, whether by revolution or by negotiation, has lacked not only the world historical effects, but also in most instances, even the internal redistribution of well-being so prominent in the programs of these movements. Social democracy has succeeded no better. Everywhere it finds its occupancy of state power merely a mediating presence, one constrained by the processes of accumulation on a world scale and by the twin requirements of governments burying the dead and caring for the wounded, whether property or people. And that's damage control, I suggest. My comment on this, let's take this in. What they're saying is that we've had good reason to doubt that we could find the way out, or that we could credit a voice that claimed to see it. Our hearts got broke, and we got to talk about it, right? Anger unvented become pain, unspoken become rage, release become violence, cha-cha-cha. And our Mr. Ted would have us believe, just get stuck there. Enjoy it. Let's revel in it, huh? Let's just slop around in it for ever. Come on. Our ancestors want better for us. Let's start wanting better for ourselves. Our hearts got broke, and we haven't had a chance to air out loud with each other our fears, our sadness at the possibility that we truly are trapped in the insanity of putting ourselves up for auction. We need discussion, aired public discussion, to find our way out of this. And thank you again, as always, for listening. We're a bit over time. Appreciate you hanging in. And until next week, peace.